Hi, everybody. This
Love
is Hidden
Talk
Mysteries.
Radio.
This is Hidden Mysteries. This is Mimi, your co-host for this evening. I'm sorry for the technical problems, but we're having a little problem with the telephone and the audio right now. And I just wanted to make sure. Maria, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, having a little problem with the audio.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm calling in a little late. For anybody who has joined us, this is June 1st, 2016. This is Wednesday. We're coming from you from the New York area. And if anybody would like to chat with us, you can call us at 929-477-1080. If you'd like to get in touch with Reverend Maria after the show, you can call her at 631-559-1248. Sorry for this late start. But the topic for this evening is going to be about the energy and the power of money. And as Joseph Campbell, the well-known comparative mythologist, once said, that money is congealed energy, and releasing it releases life's possibilities. It's just another indication of our creative and spiritual abilities. We all have that as part of our spiritual makeup. Our world has an abundant source from which all things are possible. It is our limited belief systems that talk to us and siphon that free flow. Our fears, our what ifs, and all those types of experiences tend to dry up the well. The main thing is this: discover first what your relationship is when the topic of money comes up. Do you feel hopelessness and dread, or does it exhilarate you and make you feel hopeful? Do you feel at ease? What we think and even what we say can make or break our relationship with the old greenbacks. How we think about money can be at the foundation of how abundant it is in your life and how it can transform its activity in your playing field. So, Maria, let's talk money for tonight. I know you have a book out that speaks volumes about the subject, Heaven Sent Money Spells, and people can use the link at the bottom of the show's description to go on Amazon if they wish to purchase the book. And we're going to be drawing some examples from your book this evening to help people draw more money, more abundance into their lives. So let's talk a little bit about the foundation of what money is.
Okay, well, first of all, mainly money is just another form of energy. Everything in the universe is energy. Some are solid material, some are more spirit, but everything is energy. So it's just one more form. So when you've been brought up as an example with very little of it, okay, you have a very low expectation that it's going to transpire. And it can really take a while before you attract it because really you're not truly expecting it. You're used to thinking of it as lack more than anything else. Now, people who are born with a lot of money, they don't really think about it. They know, they absolutely know they will always have it because they're used to it, okay? So they always attract it. You know how they always say money attracts money, which it does, but it's the outlook of it. So I find, as an example, I have never, when I'm single, I have never, ever in my life not made a bill. Not ever. And the reason is because I know it's coming in. It's like mentally it's a fact, like 2 and 2 is 4. It doesn't even occur to me that it's going to be an issue. And part of it is when you're expecting it like that, you're more relaxed. You're not stressed going, oh, my God, is it coming in today or tomorrow? You know, so your outlook behind it is a little bit different. So if someone wishes to attract a large sum of money, it needs to fit with their belief system of what is actually probable. Otherwise, you won't attract it because of the probability, the improbability, rather, that you feel for it. So it needs to feel comfortable in order for you to work with it. Okay. So as an example, a concept would be, and you and I have talked about this, that, you know, if somebody has $1 million and they feel that they should have 2, okay, it's not that big a jump for them to actually attract it in because they already have the million, okay? If somebody is doing very, very poorly at the moment and they have absolutely nothing, then $50 may be too much of a jump for them, or $100, Okay. So you always have to work within your belief system. And once you start getting that level of money in, then you can jump to a higher level. So you're actually working
Yeah, well, you know, the comedic actor Jim Carrey had said that he once wrote out like a check for $10 million to himself for acting services rendered. And this was years before he ever became an actor. And years later, it became a reality. So how do you explain that?
Well, it really all comes down to manifesting. So as an example, your first goal when you manifest anything, but especially we're talking about money right now, your first one is to actually have a definite goal. He had a very definite. He wasn't saying, I would like wealth, you know, wasn't vague. He had a very definite. So first you really have to have a definite goal. Then you have to have the focus to mentally not say a year later, oh, I don't remember what my goal was, right? And then you really have to expect it to come in. Okay, so with the check, what he did was there's an occult law that says like attracts like, because he already wrote it out and he really believed it and he expected it. Eventually, you know, he manifested it. So as an example, a version of that for spiritual attraction, a version of that that we have and that we've always had, okay, is, and this works within 24 hours of a new moon, you use or you draw a check. And where it says on the check amount, what you would do is write the amount you need and you would put paid in full. Okay. Now, take the check out to yourself, you know, fill in your name, put the word today where it has the date written because you want it now, not in 80 years, you know, and as for the signature of who made out the check to you, normally we would write something along the line of Bank of Universal Abundance. Okay, and then when you're done, you put it in whatever religious book you connect to. Like I would put it in the Bible because I connect to Christianity. And, well, I connect to a lot of religions like you do, but as an example.
Right. Well,
but put it in some book that you feel has positive energy. It doesn't necessarily have to be a religious book, just something where it's very positive so it'll help you manifest it. Okay?
Right, right.
That works.
I was going to say that since I don't connect to any religious belief system, most likely it would have to have something to do with, you know, a spiritual based book or something of that nature.
But, it's just something that really makes you feel positive. And, you know, you can read a book about just about anything. And if you feel the book is really positive and lifts you up emotionally, makes you happy, it's a positive book.
So how do we begin to change this relationship we have with money?
Well, sometimes you actually need to do something on the physical level in order to, I'd say, ready your mind to change from lack to abundance. So people really don't have great judgment in making sound business decisions when they are worried or frustrated. Okay, none of us do, right?
Right.
You know? So in my book, the one that's the Heaven Send Money Spells, I give you some tips that you can use to attract it. For instance, and there's a couple, there's tons. But as an example, you can take parchment paper, you write your name on it 7 times, and then you draw the picture of an eel over your name. Okay, and what that does is it represents movement with the eel, and if you carry it around with you, it gives you better judgment in business decisions. Okay, then there are stones you can carry, as an example, the bloodstone or the moonstone, or pyrite. Pyrite, by the way, is also called fool's gold because it looks like gold. If you carry that, they attract money or opportunity to make money. They work like a magnet. So whether you believe in them or not doesn't actually matter because a magnet's a magnet. Okay,
right,
so you can
right.
carry one more than one. And the size doesn't matter because it's vibrational. So you can get something that's really small that you can throw in your pocketbook or wallet. Or as an example, another way to do that is a biorhythm chart. So we go through different cycles throughout the month, mentally, physically, emotionally. So when you're on a mental high, you're more aware and can make better decisions. If you're on a low mental level at that point, you may just as well hand over your money. Because your money decisions really are not going to be good. So if you were on the low as an example, okay, what you would do at that low cycle is just triple check everything before you actually make a decision. Or, you know, you can always ask for somebody else's opinion, but you wouldn't make a quick decision. And then the biorhythm chart helps you gauge when to make a proper and sound financial decision, you know, or emotional, you know, or physical. So like, as an example, I make these charts using a person's birthday. It tracks the up and down days. So on a high mentally, physically, and emotional day, when all three are in line, your energy is up, you're happy, you can bring more financial gain. It's like everything seems to flow.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're a big advocate of, you know, looking for multiple ways to create a money source. So what ideas can you give everyone out there in terms of that?
Well, there are actually ways that people don't always think about. So as an example, mm-hmm. a person may think that they want to make wealth. And by the way, who doesn't? Okay, but yeah. There may be other ways. So as an example, you can achieve it in different ways. If you want something, as an example, it doesn't have to be a windfall. It can be the very, very old and wonderful barter system. I love the barter system. So basically, mm-hmm. you're changing something for something. So you're giving something back of value, okay, that the person may value and need. So as an example, say you needed something fixed on your car. Okay, you may be able to have somebody fix something on your car, and in exchange, you can cook a meal for them. You can help them with writing out their taxes.
Yeah.
Somewhere it's more or less equal value. So you're exchanging, and as an example, another thing is the law of abundance is always at work. So one of the ways you can use the law of abundance, and it's also called the law of tenfold, and this works really, really well. What you would do is you would take folding money, okay, and put the higher bill on top. So like tens and then five underneath and one or whichever way you're doing it, right? And the law mm-hmm. of tenfold is this. Every time you go to pay money, and by the way, this also works with checks, credit cards, anything, because you're paying, right? They're taking it out of your bank. So what you're doing is, as you hand over the money, you make sure that you're holding it so it is facing you. So as an example, say you're paying a dollar for something. You would hand it over so that at the bottom, when you look down at the dollar bill, you can read where it says $1. It's facing you. It's coming back. It's not going away. And as you mm-hmm. hand it to the other person or the cashier or whoever, mentally, you're doing two things. Mentally, you're picturing it coming back tenfold or 10 times. So you can picture it as a $10 bill with wings coming back. You can picture it as a money tree with the leaves coming down in dollar bills till it's 10, right? And mm-hmm. that's the law of tenfold. At the same time, you're mentally saying, I bless this money, and as it goes out, it comes back tenfold. You're just saying that you're not the source, and you want it coming back at the same time, 10 times more, not 20 years later. Right. So the law of tenfold works really, really, really well. Okay, and you can also visualize your way to wealth. So you can imagine colors surrounding you. So you would look at them in layers as orange, you know, orange around you, and then green on the outside of that, and then pink lights on the outside of that when you are working. Because when you're working, that energy is going to be making you better, first of all, at what you do, and it's going to attract people appreciating it a little bit more, and it heightens them on the money level. So now when you're not working, you would actually just do orange light with white, you know, and at the same time, picture your wallet or pocketbook or bank just literally overflowing with money. Okay. And again, you can just focus on money building, on overflowing your bank account, you know, where you can't use your checkbook is an example because you have so much money in it, you ran out of space. You know? Or as an example, you can actually work with a deity. So when we're working with deities, you know, I always say we always use protection first, anything like, you know, Lord protect me, divine power, whoever you believe in. Okay? Mm-hmm. So as an example, a Hawaiian deity that connects to the planet Venus is called Kanaloa. And Kanaloa also connects to the plant called the banana. We can always go to the supermarket. People make rituals very, very complicated. Some of them are. On the other hand, there are things we can actually pick up at the supermarket. Okay, and actually, it's a highly respected tree in magical use. So, among other reasons, it's good for focusing on higher forces to come in to help you. And one of the things is that with the banana, you can use the flowers, you can use any part of the fruit, the tree, okay? And they're all used in money and prosperity spells. So if you just get a little piece that's dried and carry it on your body or your pocketbook or your wallet, it's actually said to be very powerful. So people don't think about how, you know, what's around that's accessible to us. They're always looking for complicated things, and some things are. But listen, if you can go to the supermarket, wouldn't you rather go to the supermarket?
So I could just like carry around a banana with me in my bag.
Actually, it's really funny because, you know, when you think of a banana, seriously, when you think of the stem part, you can break up off a very, very tiny piece of the stem, okay? And that actually works. Okay, what it does is everything is vibrational. So what it does is it heightens your opportunities from what they would have been. Okay, like another money spell. It's a money drawing ritual, okay? And you would actually go outdoors at the time of the full moon and wear something either white, all white with a little green, or just both colors, okay? And it could be a little piece of green or white. You know, it just has to have that vibration for the color, okay? And what you would do is you go outside, and you really focus on energy coming from above down through your crown chakra at the top of your head, you know, into your fingertips. At the same time, you think of energy from the earth, because everything material really comes from the earth in one form or another, including gold, silver, money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think of it coming up from the earth as energy at the same time, and you're focusing both of the energies from above and from below into your fingertips. And then when you're ready, you put your arms out directly in front of you, so you're pointing at the horizon, and you just focus on all that energy, all of a sudden, kind of like a laser beam, shooting out to the universe and coming back and bringing in abundance of money, kind of like a loop. So there's a lot of little things that we can do, and it's funny because if you're outdoors, there's a lot of things we can do at parks and all sorts of places where it doesn't occur to people we're working on anything. They think we're exercising or we're just leaning on a tree instead of working with it.
Well, I mean, so you're out in
and
nature,
by the way, there's also things that you can do that can move opposition out of your way if in case you're being blocked because of other people not wishing you well, as an example. But in a positive way. You always do it where there's no harm to anybody.
Okay, but what I was about to say was that greenery anyway is a source of energy, so it's abundance. So that in itself, even if you're in a vast landscape of greenery, you can sort of feel that abundance just coming off of, you know, the surface of that, you know, the grass and the trees and everything. So in a way, you're sensing that energy, and you can use it in order to create the abundance that you want in your life. I know I always feel great whenever I walk into a park, or if I go into the botanical gardens in Brooklyn.
I love that place.
Yeah, and you feel instantly like healed, and you feel uplifted, and you know, so it works on so many different levels, you know. And I mean, health wise, spiritually, abundance wise. But from what you were saying about the visualization, I know I've often have used this type of visualization where I've imagined myself in the midst of having money, whether it's dollar bills, coins, what have you, showering down upon me. And always, the whole key of it is to always imagine yourself in that, yourself, in seeing yourself in that showering of prosperity coming down upon you. And you can imagine in so many different ways. You'd be holding up a basket and money overflowing in the basket.
Oh, I like that one.
Or, Yeah, or like maybe you have like buckets and buckets, you know, and you keep filling one up, you got to get another bucket and you fill it up again. So, you know, your imagination can soar whenever you're doing any type of visualization. So, and it's powerful. So your thoughts can create all these things. And there have been so many times when I've done this and all of a sudden, like a day or two later, all of a sudden I get a little money in the mail. I get a little bonus for my work or something happens, you know, something all of a sudden money that I had not expected suddenly comes to me. If that's really basically what it does, or if it's somebody perhaps who owes you money or maybe somebody was supposed to give you money for something, you know, they will suddenly come forward with that money, you know, or, you know, you maybe utility company owes you some money back, you know, and all of a sudden you get a check in the mail. So, which is really rare because they never like to give anything back. But it's, you know, it's amazing how this type of exercise can be, you know, really great. So what else does your book, Heaven Sent Money Spells, cover? You know, what other items can people expect to see in that book, you know, when they read it?
Well, first of all, you know me, I only have positive in all my books because I really feel that there's always a positive way to get whatever it is that you want, so you never have to resort to something negative. But my book actually has a lot of different topics for money, business, the opportunities, and it's, as an example, it has herbs, candles that can attract prosperity into your life, and it has all different situations. So as an example, it has gambling, luck, it has sigils, you know, that show you, as an example, how to use them so that you can attract in a different way, talisman. And by the way, it also has what you can do if you have an altar, because some people are heavier into it, okay, some people are not. So it has what you can do with an altar or heavier ritual. And then I actually have something that I named the Flying Dragon Spell. Yeah, you have to love the names, because what happens is we get information and the universe doesn't think to give us a title. But basically what happens is when at a time where you're not going to be interrupted twice a week, which is on Thursday and Sunday, you would actually visualize a giant dragon that's made of green standing guard over hills of gold and silver. And then there's something that you would repeat three times to call in the dragon. And then you would visualize the dragon guarding your hills of gold and silver. And you would visualize it getting larger and larger and stronger and stronger. So it's actually funny how that works, because it still represents, again, like the barter system, you know, it represents finance and abundance and opportunity. Sometimes people don't think of opportunities as money. But if you have an opportunity to get a raise or to move to a better job or to move up, you know, it's still bringing in more money, you know. So it does that. And then a lot of the information I actually get is more through automatic writing, or I just get it directly from the universe or whatever source at the moment.
Right. Now, when you mentioned the sigils, you know, is that the same, you know, I'm such a, you know, a supernatural fan that, you know, I know they tend to use sigils on the show. Is that the same idea? Because they usually use it for either protection, you know, to keep certain types of entities out of their environment, or if they want to send a poor angel back to where he came from.
Right.
You know, is this the same type of sigil as their? I'm sure they use, you know, obviously that show is purely entertainment, but, you know, is it the same idea?
Actually, it really is the same principle. So whoever did the show had some kind of a real clue.
So, okay.
A lot of the sigils, which are just symbols, a lot of it you can draw it in the air. There's different ways that you can draw it depending on what you're calling in. And what it does is the symbol actually attracts different deities and different situations to you, but mainly it's for calling in archangels, as an example, different deities, different spirits to come and help. The djinn. So it calls, it's kind of like it does call in. But it's a little bit like a magnet. They're attracted to the symbol that represents mm-hmm. usually their name, or it represents their etheric form, because they mm-hmm. don't all have names. And some of the names we couldn't pronounce anyway, so eh.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, but the sigil represents their name or their being, their spirit. Okay.
Sure.
So they're
sure.
attracted. It's like, again, you're back to like attracts like. And when we're working with that, they will definitely come. It's not maybe, it's they will definitely. And that's why I'm always saying, you know, use protection first. You want to make sure you're safe. And what people forget is when you're doing something like that, you have to actually send them back. Because if you don't send them home, they're going to be around you for a really long time. You're going to be 190. You're going to pass away, and it's going to go, well, can I leave now? So as an example,
very
there's a jinn. Like, you know, when you think of Aladdin,
right.
there's a jinn called Pefesa. And you have to know its sigil, and it gets very complicated when you're doing that ritual. But what it does is it helps you find treasure, and it helps improve your finances. And part of calling it in is using a sigil. So
interesting.
As long as you know what you're doing, it works.
Right. Always an interesting topic at hand. Always interesting information to think about. So, Maria, have any last words? We're coming down to the end of the show.
Okay. Well, basically, I just wanted to say that when we're doing anything, including in my book, but when we're doing anything, you can get rituals that are very, very complicated, and then you can do ones that are very simple. Simple does not mean it doesn't work, and very complicated doesn't always mean it works better. It just seems to be what fits you at that particular time.
Okay,
so,
all right.
If you're coming to
okay,
the end, don't forget to join us again as we bring
yeah.
more exciting topics to you. So until the next time and always, may God bless you abundantly.
Okay, and yeah, and thank you all for joining us again this evening on Hidden Mysteries, and be sure to mark us as your favorite so that you'll continue to get notifications of upcoming shows. If you want to get in touch with Reverend Maria, you can at 631-559-1248. And as always, have a nice night, and thank you all for joining us here on Hidden Mysteries.